We welcome you in, Dave Spadaro, Eagles Insider, along with the Hall of Famer Mike Quick, who is back getting into the routine. Missed last week, you and Merrill in the booth. Did you stand in, on Sunday and just kind of mimic a game?
No. I did nothing football related.
Is that right?
Absolutely.
Okay. Well,
so the players get a break from it, and Doug tells them to take it down, get a break from the game. So I listened to Doug.
Right.
I took a break from it.
Nobody needs to give Mike Quick two options here, because you're going to take the one of no training camp, no football during the bye week. That's the Mike Quick way. All right, let's take a look at the Eagles' upcoming schedule. Presented by NFL Ticket Exchange, powered by Ticketmaster, for the only 100% verified way to buy or sell NFL tickets. Visit NFLTicketExchange.com. Mike, we will talk about the Dallas Cowboys in just a moment here, but as you look through it, and I think, would you say the mindset now is not about the NFC East, it's about playoff seeding in the conference?
Yeah, it's about the NFC. And you look at the NFC, and there are some talented teams that are coming on. You know, the Atlanta Falcons, the New Orleans Saints. You know, that's a team that you really have to be concerned about when you're looking at seeding. The Rams.
On the schedule.
The L.A. Rams.
Yeah.
They are playing fantastic football. They're the highest scoring team in football. That's a good young football team.
I like the way the schedule's set up after the Cowboys game, home with the Bears, and then that three-game gauntlet in Seattle, in L.A., home with the bedraggled New York Giants. I mean, they are shot. And then you finish up at home with Oakland and Dallas.
Don't forget Chicago.
I'm not forgetting Chicago.
Don't forget Chicago.
I mentioned them.
That's a team that really runs the ball well. So this is going to be interesting, this second half.
All right, so that's a look at the Eagles' upcoming schedule. Now we take a look at the first look at the Dallas Cowboys, presented by Whip Flea. The Dallas Cowboys coming off a thrashing in Atlanta, injury plagued. No Sean Lee, middle linebacker for this game. Of course, no Ezekiel Elliott. Tyron Smith, left tackle. Very much a question mark. Mike, as you look at the Dallas Cowboys at 5-4,
yes.
Do you see a team on the rise? Do you see a desperate team, a team on the decline? What do you see?
I see a team that they're having some problems, but you never count the Dallas Cowboys out. They've got a quarterback. They've got still one of the best offensive lines. Well, when you take out the left tackle, they've got some issues, certainly. Mm-hmm. You take away their best defensive player in Sean Lee, if he's not playing, they've got some problems on the defensive side. But still, you cannot take the Dallas Cowboys lightly.
Why?
Talent. They've got talent. Yeah. They've still got, to me, they've still got one of the better young quarterbacks. They've still got a very good offensive line.
Yes.
With Alfred Morris, they can run the football. Alfred Morris still, to me, is a very good running back. And Rod Smith, what he can do in the passing game and mixing it up, I think that, you know, there's a lot to be desired when you look at the Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah.
Defensively, up front, they're really good. Across the board. So, DeMarcus Lawrence at 11.5 sacks, one of the best in the National Football League. So, their defensive front, the Eagles have a lot to deal with up front with their defense, with Crawford, with Irving. Those guys up front, they're problems.
Right.
So that's going to be a big challenge for the Eagles to be able to handle that defensive front. When you look at them, at the entire team, the Dallas Cowboys, you've got some issues to deal with.
A couple of matchups really to focus in on here. Malcolm Jenkins, maybe in coverage, we expect some sort of combination against a tight end who, if you think about it, the Eagles had a choice way back when. They would take L.J. Smith or Jason Witten, and the Eagles took L.J. Smith. No offense to L.J. Smith, but Jason Witten is a future Hall of Famer at tight end.
Yeah, he's a Hall of Famer. He's a talented guy, and even at the this late stage in his career, he still gets it done. So that, you know, that's going to be one of their main targets. But when they get in scoring territory, it's Dez Bryant. They throw the ball to Dez Bryant a lot. I think he's been targeted something like 14 times in the red zone area. He's got 4 touchdowns in the red zone, 6 catches in the red zone. Dez is that guy. Once they get down close, Dez Bryant. And then the quarterback, with his ability to run, to give you a little play action and using his legs in that area, that too is a problem. So schematically, they can draw up some plays that can really throw your defense off, because they have a lot of options when they're in the red zone, especially when you add Dak to the mix as a runner.
Right, and he certainly is elusive, and he gets that bootleg going, gets to the edge, and really is a very good runner. What will the impact be with Ronald Darby coming back, as we expect at this point, coming back to the lineup? Will the Eagles immediately become a much better defense in the secondary?
I don't know how much better they can become. Mm-hmm. This has been a great defense. They fly around. They play with more energy than anyone else. They play more physical than the teams that they're facing. So that's been one of the strengths. I don't think Ronald Darby coming in makes him so much better right away. And I don't think that that he gets all of the snaps. I think you gradually work him back into conditioning for games, because game conditioning is different than anything else. So I don't think you give him the entire game, but you slowly work him back in.
Mike, you talked about the Eagles' offense against the front of the Dallas Cowboys. It is unlikely at this point that Sean Lee, middle linebacker, plays. Now, the Cowboys, some numbers here. Against tight ends this year, they've given up 44 receptions, 476 yards, 3 touchdowns. We know what Zach Ertz has done in his 8 games. How will the Cowboys match up against Ertz?
They're going to have problems. That's just, it's clear as I can say it. They're going to have problems against Zach Ertz and against this scheme. With a lot of the things that the Cowboys do, Doug will have an option. When they expect one thing, Doug's going to show them something else. He'll have some options that they haven't seen yet. That's, to me, the intriguing thing about this offense. Once you've seen one of the things that they do and you're ready for that, they can peel off another layer of the onion and show you something else. Mm-hmm. That's, to me, is part of the strength of what they do offensively.
And without Sean Lee this year, just think about this. 0-2, they've given up 35 points a game, 377 yards, and 164 rushing yards per game in those two losses.
Well, see, that defense, similar to the Eagles' defense, the guys up front, they get up the field. Rod Marinelli, their defensive coordinator, likes their guys to get up the field and create havoc going up the field. And then it's up to the linebackers to fill in those gaps, those voids that they create when they're getting up the field. But without Sean Lee, that's a different defense. They don't play the same. They don't fill those gaps nearly as well when he's not in the lineup.
Mike, is there any sense, as we get ready for this game Sunday night at AT&T Stadium, of disappointment on your side that the Cowboys aren't full strength without Ezekiel Elliott and without Sean Lee, maybe without Tyron Smith, that they're not? We want to see the Eagles beat the best of the best, right? We're at the point now at 8-1 where you want to see what this team is all about.
Yeah, but you have no control on that. And yeah, I would like to see them beat the Cowboys with Smith at left tackle, with Ezekiel Elliott. They're not there, so you got to beat the guys that they line up with. And as I said, I don't take them lightly.
Sure.
You know, you go in, you game plan, you get everything in order, and you go and take care of business like they've done.
I you mentioned the Saints, who are playing very good football, and the Rams, who are playing outstanding football. I believe that at full strength, the Cowboys are the other best team in the NFC. So keep them out of the playoffs, because by the time Elliott gets back and Smith is healthy and Lee's on the tough team to come through Philadelphia.
Well, I think, you know, the Eagles go down to Dallas and they take care of business. It pretty much eliminates the Cowboys at that point.
I don't know. That's only 5-5. I don't, you know, who knows? Long way to go.
It's tough. Listen, that battle is so
if not the NFC East. I'm talking about the wild card.
In the wild card, how difficult? That's going to be very difficult for them even to get a wild card if they're at 5-5.
Yeah. Well, hey, it's Beat Dallas week, so let's go beat Dallas.
It's always a good week when it's Dallas.
Good rivalry. Did you enjoy playing against the Cowboys?
Oh, yeah. You always get hype. Even all of these years after not being on the field, there's a different intensity when it's Cowboys week.
Yes, that is our first look at the Dallas Cowboys presented by Whipflee. More to get to here on Eagles 360 when we return. Mike Quick and Ike Reese take a little look, a progress report on rookie running back Corey Clement. Not drafted, but what an impact he's made for the Eagles offense this season. But